This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's an exhibit of photography, sculpture, and painting at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston, works that have rarely been seen before. That's because of who created them and when. The exhibit is called We Wanted a Revolution, Black Radical Women, 1965 to 1985. Mainstream America didn't want to hear from politically radical women during the days of social upheaval, especially if the women were black. Maria Garcia is senior editor of The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. Maria, these works of art are so appreciated and so well-received now. So how were they treated back in the 60s and 70s and part of the 80s?
Lisa, I think the best way to answer that question is to just give you an example of one of the really powerful pieces in the exhibit. The exhibit starts with this 8-foot by 8-foot mural by artist Faith Ringgold, and it shows various scenes of women doing these really mundane but also really radical things for the time, right? There's one woman driving a bus. There were no women bus drivers in New York City at the time. There's one woman playing basketball. This was decades before the inception of the WNBA. There's a woman as a police officer. There's a woman mothering her children freely and in peace. And so at the time, Faith Ringgold was an active, well-known artist, and she presented this mural to several cultural and educational institutions, and no one would take it.
And this is a really beautiful piece of art. I mean, you've seen it yourself, so it's worth showing in a museum.
Oh, absolutely, but nobody would take it at the time. So she took it to Rikers Island Women's Prison. The inmates said they wanted to see images of solidarity there. Rikers later became a men's prison, and the painting was put in storage. But to see it now, right, this painting that no one wanted at the time, and one of the most celebrated traveling exhibitions of the year, is really special. Here's ICA curator Jessica Hong talking about what it took for curators to put this show together.
They were unearthing all of these incredible, not just artworks, but also artifacts and narratives and histories and experiences that a lot of these women have not been able to share until recently.
Jessica mentions there that these works were being unearthed. Where have they been over the past 30 years? How were they found and then put together again?
Faith Ringgold's mural that we were just talking about, for example, was kept by one of the guards in Rikers Island, and then somehow got back to Faith Ringgold and then made it to the show. And then for other pieces like those of Emma Amos, they have been acquired by cultural institutions in the last decade plus or so. But really, a lot of these paintings were in storage, were in the artist's personal collection, and the curators had to really seek out what was out there.
The period, though, that you're talking about, Maria, the 1960s through the mid-80s, was a time of roiling upheaval in this country, intense activism. So there was at the time a huge feminist movement as well. Why then were black women left out of the mainstream, at least in the art world?
Well, the feminism of this time tackled social issues, right? Issues like workplace and reproductive rights, sexuality and sexual violence. And the mainstream feminism really reflected the voices of mostly white, mostly middle class, mostly coastal women. White feminism operated under this idea of racial colorblindness and that they were only fighting for gender rights. But that kind of approach can invalidate and ignore the experiences of people of color. So these black women formed their own collectives, their own groups, and they believed that you could not fight for women's rights without also fighting against institutional racism, that those two liberations were bound in each other. And this show, this exhibition, really aims to be the corrective, not just for the art historical canon, but for the cultural canon, to elevate the voices that were hidden before. And by the way, Lisa, Boston is the last stop of this exhibition, so it might be one of your last chances to see it.
Thank you. WBUR's Maria Garcia, senior editor of The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. The exhibit, the first of its kind, is called We Wanted a Revolution, Black Radical Women, 1965 to 1985. It is at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston Seaport until September 30th. Maria, thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.